it's Alexis from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. They told me to intro the podcast, so yep, here I am. Intro done. Okay.
Yep.
Here we go.
Today, we wonder how. How does Brooke's husband do it?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I don't even want to know what the rest of that sentence is. Because, what do you mean?
I mean, in any relationship, one of the biggest changes is when you go from just casually dating to fully living with them.
Oh, oh my goodness.
And rumor is that's happened in Brooke's marriage recently. Brooke, can you confirm?
What? Obviously. Yes. Hasn't that always been this way?
We've been living together for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Did not see that coming.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And a new survey asked men to name things they did not know about women until they moved in with one.
Oh.
That's when the real education begins.
And it always depends on if these men had sisters or not. On how they're going to answer this. I mean, honestly.
Here's some of the best answers from the survey. Number six, just like cats, they, quote, naturally gravitate to the warmest parts of the house.
Yeah!
This guy said, I'm honestly unsure if she loves me or just my excess heat.
Seriously?
Dude, if it's not your role to warm my feet up in bed every night, what is your role? What is your point? They're like ice blocks. It's not my fault.
You know, what's wrong with women and your feet circulation? Yeah.
Number five, I never knew a tiny 5 foot tall, 100 pound woman could somehow take up an entire king sized bed.
Got a girl.
Sprawlers.
Yeah, that's right.
Number four, how long it takes to put on makeup. A guy said growing up, he never saw his mom do hers and didn't realize it's a whole thing.
Well, it really depends on the person.
Yeah.
It
takes me along.
Yeah.
On a night out. Not my makeup, just getting ready as a whole, though.
Just being that seventh layer of foundation on. It's really important. Number three, their hair gets everywhere.
The drains are like
a guy's toe was hurting, so he took his shoes off and he found one single long hair wrapped around it, cutting off his circulation.
Yeah, are you finding hairs in your hoodies?
Number two, she takes her bra off at the end of the day the exact same way I take my belt off, with the force of 1,000 suns and a huge sigh of relief.
Oh, God, it is nice.
And the number one thing guys don't realize about women until they actually live with one, it's just three words, quote, pillows. Pillows everywhere.
God. Why do we have to have 15 pillows? I can't see the bed anymore.
The only reason you live in a nice place is because you live with a woman.
And that's also true.
Part of it looking nice is the pillows.
And they need something soft to throw at their husbands when they're misbehaving, too.
Why would you throw something soft?
Oh, okay.
That really defeats the purpose.
Hair dryers everywhere.
Why do you got a screwdriver on my nightstand, Jim?
Now, we've learned a lot about what it's like to live and work with women.
Okay.
Let's learn some more trivia when we go over to Digital Jake for our shot collar question of the day. Give it to us, Jake.
Today, we celebrate the birthday of comedian and bad boy for life, Martin Lawrence.
Hey, happy birthday.
But did you know he shares his birthday with another famous comedy action star? You've probably heard his name but don't know much about him, because he never actually spoke in many of his films.
Huh.
I'm talking about Charlie Chaplin.
What?
Tiny black and white guy?
They have the same birthday?
Yeah, he was Hollywood's original buddy cop comedy action star.
Yeah, that's true.
He was Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm, who Martin Lawrence copied a century later.
Clearly.
So today we're going to honor these legends of film by doing a special Whose Film Was It edition of... Plenty of 20.
Okay.
Damn.
Now, in the same vein as Robert Downey Jr. and Grumpy Cat, I'll go around the room and I'll say a movie title. You just have to tell me if it stars Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin. You get it right and you're still in the game.
I never thought I would play this game in my life.
Yeah.
We're all going to start with the woman who minored in early 20th century filmography at Boise State.
Oh.
That's Alexis.
Get
You have the advantage here.
Yes.
You ready, Alexis?
Uh-huh.
Your film title is The Skank Robbers.
Oh.
Is that a Martin Lawrence or a Charlie Chaplin movie?
Wait, he's a mime, right? Charlie Chaplin?
No.
He was just...
silent films.
Yeah, so there was no talking, so definitely...
Okay.
He's the one that... The one that had the cane that would, like, walk.
Yes!
He looks like Hitler with the hat.
Well... Okay. I feel like all like silent movies are robberies and stuff, so
that's
it kind of makes sense to me
that's what he'd be in.
So I'm going to go that guy.
Charlie Chaplin.
She said that guy, meaning Charlie Chaplin. That is... Incorrect. It was Martin Lawrence.
Robin
Skanks. The Skanks are the robbers, Jose.
Oh, my
from 2011, in a cross-dressing comedy, Martin Lawrence and Jamie Foxx became two of the baddest and ugliest female armed robbers America's ever faced.
Oh, my God.
Why can I picture the cover of that for some reason?
It's like straight out of In Living Color.
Yeah.
All right, we're on to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, your film is The Knockout. Ooh. Is that Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin?
Man, The Knockout. I mean, it could be about so many different things, right? It could be about boxing. It could be about a really hot girl, right? Mm-hmm. She's the knockout.
That's true.
Someone gets like hit with like a falling object.
I think it's going to be about boxing. I think it's Charlie Chaplin.
Brooke says Charlie Chaplin. That is correct.
Nice.
It was a 1914 film, and to show his girl how brave he is, Charlie challenges a large man named Fatty to a championship boxing match. Fun fact, one out of every four boxers back then was named Fatty.
Like that could also be the plot to a Martin Lawrence
it
film,
is.
Though, as you read it.
We'll see. It may come up later.
Yeah.
Jose, it's your turn.
Okay.
Your movie is Doe and Dynamite.
Ooh.
Is that Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin?
I could see Charlie Chaplin baking a cake or a pie, has a bunch of dough, and then he opens it and right. It's like, uh-oh, there's dynamite. Okay, I'm going to...
No spoilers, Jose.
This is a slapstick comedy that Charlie Chaplin obviously killed.
All right, Jose said Charlie Chaplin. That is... Correct!
Yay!
Another 1914 film. He was busy that year where Charlie and another waiter at a restaurant become bakers, and they put a stick of dynamite in a piece of bread.
They figured it out.
Yeah.
Very complex.
Let's finish off round one with Jeffrey.
Okay.
Your film is The Pawn Shop.
Ooh.
Is that Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin?
Older pawn shops, did they have them in the 1910s and
20s? Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Pawn shops have the originals from the 1910s now.
Yeah, I mean, they were just called shops.
Yeah, yeah. This is an antique. I just got it fresh off the press.
I just see it as being like a Martin Lawrence hijinks thing. Give me Martin Lawrence.
Jeff said Martin Lawrence. That is incorrect. It was Charlie Chaplin's 1916 film where Charlie gets fired by a pawnbroker, then rehired a day later, and predictably, he destroys everything in the shop.
Charlie.
We're on to round two. Only Brooke and Jose are left. Brooke, it's the sudden death part of Martin Lawrence versus Charlie Chaplin.
Gosh.
Brooke, you get this right, you win. You get it wrong, you lose.
All right, bring it.
Taking it out of Jose's hands. Brooke, your title is Talking Dirty After Dark. Is that Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin?
Talking Dirty After Dark just sounds so naughty. I don't think they would play that in the theaters back then. I'm going to go Martin Lawrence.
Brooke said Martin Lawrence. She gets it right. She wins. That is correct. From 1991, Martin Lawrence plays a regular guy who can't pay his $67 phone bill, so he has to turn to stand-up comedy to pay it.
Brooke with a walk-off.
Brooke,
there
you've won
go.
Today's edition of Plenty of 20.
Yeah.
Give me those song lyrics. I'm passing them to Alexis.
Hey. All right.
Yeah. Them this time.
Brooke is choosing Alexis, and she'll be singing Wannabe by Spice Girls.
She didn't even know who the two people were that we were talking about.
I recognize the name.
Is that our fault?
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friend.
Yeah.
Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Thankfully, the singing ends, though. That's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Everyone in this room has a special talent that we try to highlight somewhere in our show.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
And I use my golden pipes for my song of the week every Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Jose shows off his impression skills in our phone taps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Alexis does... Sorry. Alexis, wait, what was your talent again?
What do I do?
You're funny. You're lovable.
I know I have one.
Yeah.
You're charismatic.
You're good at gossiping about coworkers behind their backs.
Tell me a secret. I'll spread that so fast.
Yeah, that's what we do. We do the gossip behind the coworkers' back segment.
Yeah, I love that one.
Thrive at that.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have Brooke.
Yeah.
Whose greatest talent is knowledge of completely useless facts that no one would ever need to know.
I would like to thank my dad.
Pretty cool, Brooke.
He's the one I got it from.
And it's come in handy for you, Brooke. She's about to display her skills once again when we play trivia. Can you beat the queen of random fun facts?
Ooh.
If it's
you
don't, up. Alexis will make sure everyone knows about it.
Yeah. I'm texting everyone right now.
Win Brooke's box!
Woo! Woo!
Lillian is back to play a game with us. She's 1-1 all time against you, Brooke.
Okay.
And what's she excited about?
I don't know.
She's looking forward to her Mother's Day road trip, where she's going with her best friend. They're going to relax, enjoy the time together, and do karaoke at every bar in America.
What? Wow. How long is this road trip? Is she actually, are you abandoning your children for 3 years?
I wouldn't say 3 years.
Oh, 2.5, sorry.
It's long enough for people to really, really miss her. Welcome back,
gosh.
Lillian.
Hey. Lillian, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Red Velvet. Black Velvet. I'm sorry.
You sang it wrong.
After a few drinks, it doesn't matter what color velvet
it is. Rainbow Velvet. Yeah. I love that song.
That's a classic.
What is it?
Black Velvet and a little
Absolutely.
Boy's smile.
All right, now your turn.
And the little boy's smile?
Yeah.
It's a little boy?
In that Southern style.
And no, that's Lillian's song, by the way.
Don't take
Lillian's thunder.
Her thunder,
I don't have a karaoke song. People don't like it when I karaoke.
As long as you
love
it. That's all that matters. Yeah,
we're going to send Brooke out of the studio for a second. And Lillian, let's go over the rules. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your time starts now. Victoria Beckham celebrates a birthday tomorrow. She was a member of what famous English girl group? In the NFL, what yard line must a team be on to be considered in the red zone?
Ooh, 100 yards. I don't know.
Shinto is a religion native to which Asian country?
Muslim.
A typical roll of dimes is worth how many dollars?
8.
Which zodiac sign is symbolized by 2 fish?
Cancer.
All right, Lillian. Got your answers in. Brooke's going to come back into the studio. I know you've been on with us before, but remind us again, what do you do for work?
I work with the homeless community.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Well, on behalf of Brooke, she would like to donate $10,000 to your organization.
Okay,
so
let's
generous.
Slow it down there.
Okay. Brooke's your turn. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Victoria Beckham celebrates a birthday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. She was a member of what famous English girl group?
Spice Girls.
In the NFL, what yard line must a team be on to be considered in the red zone?
Ooh, 30.
Shinto is a religion native to which Asian country?
Japan.
A typical roll of dimes is worth how many dollars?
5.
Which zodiac sign is symbolized by 2 fish?
Pisces.
What was Michael Jackson's best-selling single of all time?
Thriller.
All right, we got our answers in, and now it's time to go over to the scoreboard to see how we all did with Jose.
Oh, I love it when you dress up like a nurse.
Bolaños.
And I do it often. Lillian, you got 1 correct today.
Not your best day.
It was not.
That's
Brooke,
all right.
You killed it. You got 5.
Nice.
Brooke is really on it today. Let's go over the answers for everybody. Victoria Beckham celebrates a birthday tomorrow. She was part of the Spice Girls.
If you want to be my lover.
She turns 50 years old today. Happy birthday.
Wow, she looks so good.
I know. Plastic surgery is amazing.
In the NFL, the yard line you have to be on to be in the red zone is not the 100-yard line, Lillian. That's not a real yard line.
Really?
It's the 20-yard line. Once you're within the 20s, you're in the red zone.
I said 20. I should have.
Shinto is a religion native to Japan. A typical roll of dimes is worth $5. It's 50 dimes per roll. The zodiac sign that has 2 fish is Pisces, and Michael Jackson's best-selling single of all time was Yes, Thriller, which sold over 10 million copies in the U.S. alone.
No
one gonna save
you.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're just auditioning for a karaoke night with Jeff. He loves karaoke and he has never invited us out, Lillian.
He's mad at us. We're showing
him
up.
I mean, come on.
Lillian, you understand why.
I know. Yeah. That's
why
sad.
Why haven't we had a show karaoke night?
It would be so fun.
It would be so fun.
Oh,
I'm booking it.
You inspired it.
All right, I'll zoom into that
one.
I'll zoom.
Yeah, anyway. Lillian, thanks very much for being with us. It wasn't enough to beat Brooke, but just for playing, we are going to give you a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown's In the Air Tour at T-Mobile Park on August 16th. You get your tickets to see multi-platinum country artist Kane Brown today at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, but is he any good at karaoke?
I'm sure he is.
I don't think he's any good. Yeah. I heard he doesn't have a very good voice. So, Lillian, you're going to have to go and tell us.
Yeah, let us know.
Of course.
All right, Lillian, thanks for playing. Come back anytime.
Yeah. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Auto body shops tend to have a certain reputation for screwing customers over, especially if you don't know much about cars.
Yeah. I mean, you and auto body shops have those.
I mean, it's not all of them, obviously, but you do hear stories about them overcharging.
Sure. Yeah, totally.
Taking longer than they said. Uh-huh. Putting the steering wheel in the back row.
Wait.
Or is that just my car?
Why would they do that?
Uh-huh. I don't know. It makes it really hard to drive now.
Okay. You're literally a backseat driver.
Yeah, my own backseat driver. But we have a listener on the phone whose family owns an auto repair shop, and she found a sneaky way to get even with any rude customers that came in.
Oh.
She would never overcharge them. Her revenge was much, much more petty than that.
Oh, God.
And hilarious, too. You're going to hear it in a brand new mass speaker right after this.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back. The Masked Speaker.
Text 78592 says, I'm 38 years old and I just realized you can totally put a king-sized fitted sheet on a queen-sized bed.
What?
And it's way easier than struggling to stretch it out to all the four corners.
Yeah, but then it's all loosey-goosey on the top. Ick.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah.
You can make it tight by pulling it out underneath it.
No, I guess, but then it loosens up.
You can staple it underneath the loose fabric.
I'm mind-blown, personally.
Really?
Big things fit over small things.
Yeah.
You never know what crazy nuggets of wisdom you're going to learn when we do the Masked Speaker.
You're buying king sheets for all your beds now.
Yeah, just spending more money for no reason.
Hopefully today's listener has some mind-blowing knowledge to drop on us, and she's going by the name Teresa today. So, Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Teresa. I mean, I always feel like people are going to be nervous on this segment because you're confessing something. How are you feeling?
I'm actually chuckling.
You're chuckling.
Oh.
That was not what I expected. I like it.
Your confession.
I've murdered seven people.
Is going to make us laugh today.
I don't know if it'll make you laugh, but it'll make you think twice without being a jerk.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, some people in this room need that lesson, me included. So voice changer is on.
Also,
you're the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
All right. Well, my dad had an auto body shop.
Uh-huh.
I worked at it as long as I can remember. I started there as like a teenager doing like little odd tasks. And then, you know, once I turned 17, I actually became basically like the greeter intake person.
Okay. You're on the office side then. You're not an auto mechanic yourself.
No, not an auto mechanic myself, but I would basically be, as soon as someone would pull up, I would go outside with the clipboard, find out, you know, what's giving them a problem.
Yeah. Give them a hug and reassure them that everything's going to be okay.
That's not part of the job.
And then slip them the $5,000 bill afterwards.
I was definitely not a hugger. Definitely not a hugger.
Well, I like a little personal touch when my car gets fixed.
Oh, you to run an auto body
shop. Every auto body shop's different. I get it.
You're like, I didn't know the body was the car.
Yeah.
I thought it was me.
All right. So you were like the greeter and you did like the initial check
intake
of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Yep. All that gas.
Okay.
But I noticed a trend, and it was that people would be jerks to me sometimes. Like they would roll up in there, ticked off at the world, and like take it out on me.
Okay. That's why you need to do the hugging thing to help them. But if you didn't do it.
I'm not a therapist.
Yeah.
Well, you're like an 18-year-old girl, right? So
right.
It's like, what do you know?
And like car shops kind of have bad reps sometimes when you're going in. You automatically assume you're being scammed.
That's
okay. That must suck to have to deal with that.
It did, especially as like a young girl.
Yeah.
So when someone was a jerk to me, I would go ahead and make a little asterisk in the corner of their intake form.
Okay.
And that would remind me that when it was time to check them out at the end, I would make it a point to concoct some obnoxious story or excuse or thing that I would tell them. And like,
what do you mean?
Like, I would say, obviously we repaired the damage on your car.
Okay.
But I'd be like, but with that new coating we put on, you're not going to be able to wash your car for about 6 months.
Six months?
6 months?
Or the coating will wear away and the paint could peel off.
What?
So your revenge was they had to drive around in a dirty car?
That's messed up, though. Hold on.
That one's actually not that bad. One time, I remember this one guy was such, can I say the D word on there?
Yeah, say it.
He was such a to me, right? So it was the middle of winter, and I told him, hey, engine is all fixed, good to go, but just one tip, I wouldn't use the heater for maybe 30 to 60 days because you don't want to void your warranty.
Void your warranty.
Oh, you know, void the warranty is scary verbiage. I would be like, oh, I don't want to void anything either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then when it gets to be summer, the AC is the same thing.
Yeah.
Keep that
off. Weird. Yeah. Totally. Okay, speaking of summer, you guys, worst thing I ever did to a customer.
Oh, good. It gets worse.
I had had shrimp for lunch, like a shrimp scampi I brought from home.
No.
And I decided to hide a piece of shrimp. Underneath the driver's seat of her car.
No.
Yo. Oh my God.
And a scampi's like a garlic
shrimp.
Oh. I knew in the hot summer over days and days it would start like deteriorating and rot and it smelled so bad. So I was like, just so you know, the fluids we put in the engine after the repair, sometimes it has kind of like a little fishy odor. You might notice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that'll go away.
Now, so they won't look for it.
Now, did you quit the job there, or did your dad fire you for poorly treating all the
bad
customers?
Reviews.
For insurance.
Why don't ever we don't ever have returning customers?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, I just quit. I just grew out of it.
That is petty. Yeah. That would work, though.
Oh, my God. If your dad is listening right now and he somehow connects the dots, he's still going to be mad.
Yeah. Your dad did.
No, you guys, my dad is this big Italian guy, like Tony Soprano, you know. But he's a softie, and he'd be like, no one treats my daughter like...
Oh, because your daughter, you're his daughter, that's why.
I was a daddy's girl.
Oh, yeah. He put horse heads in their trunk, and that was his joke.
Hey, you're lucky I didn't cut the brake lines, fool.
God.
We laughed. But I feel like it's true with this family.
So, you guys, this is just my reminder to be nice to service workers and people who help you.
Yes.
Because... everyone's doing their best, and if you're not nice, we're going to get back at you.
That's a warning.
Free shrimp scampi underneath your seat if you do.
Sounds like lunch to me.
I know. All right, you might try.
Only 2 days. Give me that shrimp.
And text in 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker.
Yes.
Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today we call a guy who does workouts with his buddy at their local gym, and his friend wanted us to mess with him.
Mm.
Okay.
Because apparently he's always on his phone whenever they're working out together, and we realize that's a major problem.
Yeah.
Which is why our company is launching a new gym slogan, "Don't be a clown, put the phone down."
Oh, I like it.
Hey, it's catchy.
Uh-huh. And we've got the best person to enforce it in your phone tab right now.
It's another phone tab.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, Nick here.
Yeah?
Hey, don't be a clown.
What?
Yeah, put your phone down.
What? Who is this?
This is Robbie Boobies from Fitness.
Did you say Robbie Boobies?
That's right. I'm telling you, don't be a clown. Put your phone down, Nick.
Are you... Okay, but you just called me, and now you're saying I'm not supposed to... pick up?
It's a slogan for gym criminals like yourself.
Oh. Is this Batman?
I have a low voice and I have been compared to him before. I'm very self-conscious about it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for bringing it up.
Okay, well, sorry, man. I just don't know. What do you want from me?
Hold on. Some weakling's got himself tangled in a jump rope. Please hold.
What? What? Who?
Sorry, I'm back. Had to deal with some troublemakers again.
That's good. Congratulations, man. What do you want?
I'm calling because you have a gym membership with us, and when you first filled out your initial survey, you wrote down you wanted to lose weight and get in better shape.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that being a clown, so put your phone down.
Why the hell do you keep saying that?
You're not getting it. Listen.
No, I'm not getting it, man. Who... You need to explain yourself.
You need to listen to me.
I'm listening.
While everyone else is getting in shape, you're too busy staring at your phone, watching the world burn.
Oh. Wait, are you saying that when I'm at the gym, I'm on my phone too much? Like, you're watching me? Like, are you serious? You're monitoring
me? Your fitness is our business.
Okay,
Actually, hey, that kind of rhymes.
Why are you so invested in my workout?
Because you're doom-scrolling on TikTok, where the bad guys live.
Dude, I really think you're being overdramatic about this.
We've seen you during your workouts stopping mid-rep to check your texts.
That's none of your business. Maybe I'm stopping mid-rep because I'm going hard on my set and I need a little
Wrong.
Break.
That's not true. We zoomed in on your phone and saw you swiping on Hinge.
What?
Saying no to that busty blonde was a bad move.
Are you serious? You're looking at my screen? That's a total invasion of privacy.
We're just trying to help you not be a clown.
You're
so
not
put your
helping.
Phone down.
Oh my. You know this isn't a movie, right? I'm just a normal person that works out at your gym.
It's scum of the earth people like you who make going to the gym a bad time.
People like me? What?
Yeah, the clowns. You probably got a big frown on right now. We're just trying to get you to come around.
You just gotta stop rhyming, man. It's really not working. Are we done here?
We're almost done. Just know that when you come into the gym next, you will see your picture up behind the front desk.
Oh. What?
You're going to be our featured sad clown of the month.
Bro, you cannot shame me for this. Everyone does.
It's not who you are underneath, but what you do that defines you.
Oh, my God.
And you are a clown.
Look, man, I don't know if you're a manager, a supervisor, or a freaking janitor, but you can cancel my membership. I'm not going to
be lower than a janitor. I work at a radio station.
I thought you said you worked at the gym.
Wrong again. And my real name is Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. This is a prank call.
What? Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, are you serious?
It's a phone tap.
Oh, your, my God.
Your buddy Dez set you up. He said you guys
Dez
are.
Dez set me up?
He did.
Oh, my. Oh, I'm going to get him.
Don't get him. He's looking out for you. He said that you're always on your phone when you work out at the gym together.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, man.
We're just trying to help you get in the best shape ever, Nick. So just remember, the next time you're at the gym, what are you going to do?
I'm going to put my phone down and I'll be a clown.
You're saying it wrong. Don't be a clown. Put your phone down.
Okay, now that's funny.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
When you find the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with,
aww,
you need to be on the same page when it comes to certain things.
Yeah.
Like how many kids you both want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you want to live.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite golden girl?
Oh, that's hard. Blanche. Duh.
The important things like that you have to agree on. And one of our listeners says that before they can get to anything wedding related,
mm-hmm,
first he needs to have a difficult conversation with his fiance,
uh-oh,
about their last names.
Oh.
All I can say is when we heard one of them, the entire studio reacted loudly.
Okay.
You're going to hear why it's more than a little problematic in your awkward Tuesday phone call next.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's awkward Tuesday phone call.
Planning a wedding can be a pretty stressful thing to do.
That's true.
So
That's why Brooke let her husband plan most of theirs.
Yeah, right.
Brooke just chose out the pies and that was it.
Yeah.
I wish. No, the only thing my husband cared about is that we got pizza delivered at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Was
the only,
you were involved?
Yeah, I did it all.
Hey, good for you, Brooke.
Thanks.
Most women don't get that intense involved into their weddings.
No.
And one couple hasn't really even gotten to that stage of the planning yet.
Uh-oh.
But already the groom is anxious. And it has nothing to do with their actual wedding event.
Uh-oh.
But it's a situation that's bad and awkward enough where he has to have a difficult conversation with his bride-to-be.
Oh,
so
no.
He's turning to us for a little bit of help. Let's welcome Travis to the show. Travis, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yo.
Oh, my God. I feel like if you're turning to us, like on a scale of 1 to 10 of how scared you are of your fiancé, it's going to be high.
Yeah, man, this is a tough one.
Okay.
What's going on?
So, basically, my girlfriend and I, we got engaged 3 months ago.
That's awesome.
Okay. Well, now she would be called your fiance if you were engaged.
God, doesn't it sound so good when you say
it?
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, I mean, we've been just really excited, and we're kind of getting into the whole wedding planning thing, and we've been telling all of our family and friends. However, there is a bit of an issue, and I'm not sure how to go about it. And it has to do with, like, the last names.
What do you mean?
Whose last names?
Well, so I know that, like, typically the women takes the man's last name, right?
It's kind of old-fashioned these days, but yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you took your husband's last name, Brooke.
Oh, no, he took mine.
Yeah, she forced it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it was kind of an easy swap since you had the same last name.
Yeah, we had the same last name.
So.
We're not cousins.
Okay.
You can't say that because people actually believe
right.
it.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
We make fun of
At least that's what she wants everybody to think. So traditionally, women take the man's last name. Why is that a problem?
Well, it's a problem, you guys, because I hate my last name.
Oh, sweet. Are you thinking about taking her last name?
Yeah, I would love to take her last name.
Dude, that's actually great.
That's awesome.
I'm sure she's going to, love that.
Why do you hate your last name, though? What's wrong with your
name?
Well,
just because, growing up, it was just, super awkward in school. People always made fun of me for it.
Oh, interesting.
Well, you have to tell us now.
Yeah. Can we know what your last name is?
It's Puberty.
Hubbard what?
Puberty, like puberty.
Don't make fun of his name, Jose. He's self-conscious about it.
It's funny, bro, and you know it's funny.
Well, hold on. What, did we get it right? How do you spell it?
Yeah, it's P-U-B-B-E-R-T-Y.
Oh, wow.
So it's just Puberty. One letter. It's
she probably doesn't want it either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that they haven't had a conversation about it when it's such a name to make fun of, right?
But that's probably why she hasn't brought it up. I mean, it's probably she doesn't want to hurt his
really?
Feelings.
If you're dating, I feel like I'd bring it up all the time.
Have you discussed this at all with your fiancé yet?
So I haven't yet, but, my fiancé's last name is Palmer.
It's way better.
Oh, yeah.
I just,
don't say better.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, it's way different.
That's more classic traditional.
It may not be the fiancé that has the issue. It may be your family that has the issue.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Who are you worried about telling this to?
Basically, I'm just worried about telling Jane and Jane's family.
Jane's family.
Her family is very traditional.
That's
interesting. So I would think that you'd be worried about your family.
Yeah, more so hers because, they're just very traditional. And I don't want to have that awkward conversation of it's always happened where, the wife takes the man's name.
And I'm sure you're thinking of kids and stuff too. Like you don't want to put your kids through what you had to go through.
You would think they don't want either.
So right.
I mean, I still have PTSD. So.
We can tell, honestly.
I don't think you sound bad at all. I think you sound like a stand-up. Don't laugh at him, Brooke.
Hey,
he sounds like a great guy.
No, he does sound like a great guy, but he sounds like he still has a lot of trauma from the bullying that he endured because of his last name.
I'm not picking up trauma vibes off of you at all.
I still think you embrace it. My last name is Bologna, so I've been called Jose Bologna my whole life, and I think it's hilarious. You just have fun with it, bro.
I think it's too late for that.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't want to perpetuate that name anymore.
Almost his last name.
We're not doing it.
It's his choice. If you don't want to keep your last name, that's up to you. But you're worried that your fiance isn't going to be receptive. She wants your last name.
Yeah, I mean, she loves me. I love her. It's all good.
But that's
all that
matters.
I got to figure out a way to bring it up. And I'm just really hesitant.
I mean, I just think that she's going to be relieved.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Why would you say that?
Because I don't think she wants that last name.
Why? What's wrong with his last name? I think it's great.
Uh-huh. Jeff, we've gone over what's wrong with his last name and what he's had to endure because of it.
I'm considering changing my last name to your last name. But if you want to do it your way, it's up to you, man. We're going to call your fiance here. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
We're going to call her and try and give you some advice on how to convince her to not take your name when you guys get married.
Well, and don't forget, I would like her last name too.
Cool.
Okay. We'll see if we can make that happen for you when we do your Awkward Tuesday phone call next.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We're in the middle of our Awkward Tuesday phone call trying to help out our listener, Travis, who is engaged to be married.
Aww.
Yeah, Travis!
What a special time in your life before it all goes downhill. But he doesn't want to do the traditional thing where the woman takes the man's last name. Mm-mm. Why? Well, he doesn't like his last name.
Yeah.
Because it's P-U-B-B-E-R-T-Y, Puberty, one extra B away from puberty. Yeah. And he's had a lot of issues with that growing up.
Well, probably even getting, like, new to jobs and stuff. I mean,
oh, your last name on the back of jerseys?
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Oh, I didn't realize. I was trying to defend you for a bit there, but we're just empathizing. But you told our producer off the air, look, Jeff doesn't have to defend me so much. I don't even like my name. So I guess the room has the green light to have fun with it and roast him alive.
I don't know that that's what he meant either. Jeff.
Well, yeah. That's how I'm taking
it. Sometimes there's a middle ground.
This isn't going to be his name forever. At least he hopes. Yeah. He wants to take his bride's last name, which is Palmer. Mm-hmm. And he just needs our help to convince her to go along with that idea. So, yeah. Brooke, what do you have for him? What's your advice?
Well, you said that your wife is really traditional. But I think that there is one thing that runs deep in women and all women. Ooh. And that is the need to protect your babies or your future babies.
Yeah, it's
right?
built in.
Like, I think that that's how you pitch it to her. You're like, hey, listen, I really want to do something to protect them from going through what I had to go through.
Yeah, be a papa bear. But
if that's true, why did you name your daughter Nora and your son Adler?
It's Alder. You always get it wrong.
And those are beautiful names, Jeffrey. Oh, well, thank you very much.
So. Well, you don't think they get teased?
Yeah. They don't get teased for that. They get teased for mommy's job.
That's true.
Travis, what do you think of that? Bring your future children into the picture.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I can definitely work that in.
Yeah, maybe even give her an example of how you would pre-bully your future kids. But Jose, what do you think he should do?
Well, we're all focused on the first part, but I think the hardest part of this is actually the second request of taking her family's name.
Mm.
So I just think be prepared for her to not be able to answer that. That's a huge ask.
Oh, okay. So we may not get a clear answer.
Yeah, you may not just get a yes or a no.
What do you think of that, Travis? I'm not really sure what the advice is, but be prepared for a bad.
Be prepared. Okay.
Maybe have some other last names on deck in case you can't take hers.
Well, that's our advice for you, Travis. Hopefully you can choose to use it or not use it, however you want. This is your call. But we're going to dial your fiance, Jane, and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Ooh.
Good luck, my man.
All right.
We'll jump in if you feel like you need a little help. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, babe. How's it going?
Oh, good. That's so weird. I don't know why you didn't pop up.
Yeah. Hey, how's your day going?
Freaking crazy. You know, Abby, that chick that I work with, she is pushing me beyond. I'm just, okay, just breathing. How are you?
Good. Yeah, hopefully we can, I don't know, go out, grab some Chinese tonight or something.
Oh, please. And why?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But look, I actually, I had something on my mind and I kind of wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay. Are you okay?
Okay. So I just have been thinking about like the issue of like OAF names, right?
With our last names?
So when we get married, were you thinking of taking my last name?
Well, of course, babe. I mean, that's like, you know, it's what you do. That's what you do.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about.
I don't understand what the issue is. I'm looking forward to taking your name. I mean, that's
part of
the whole thing.
Well, yeah, you know how I told you when we were first dating, like, about my childhood, the bullying and everything, like, for my last name?
Well, yeah, but, like, we all, like, I got teased. I was freaking Jane Doe. Stupid. That's what kids do. I mean, so what? It's just, I love your name.
But it's poverty. Like, I don't want our children to have to go through the same thing that I went through.
I mean, I think it's a lovely last name. In fact, to me, it sounds like a bit British, like Jane Poverty. You know, it's elegant, you know?
Are you kidding me? I mean, it's one letter away from puberty.
Nobody thinks that. I mean...
But they do. I lived it. I mean, whereas your name, I mean, it's just... It's normal, you know, Palmer. Sounds big.
Boring. I'm sorry.
What?
It's just boring.
Well, I think we should take your last name if I'm being serious.
Oh.
Oh, wet?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. Come on. No, my, okay, for one, there's a million Palmers out there. I like the idea of having a unique name.
I like that your name is basic. That's the whole point. Like, it's a name that nobody makes fun of. I mean, I've been made fun of my whole life for the way that my name sounds. I mean,
you know. One, your whole life, like, I mean, seriously, come on. You're talking about, what, grade school or middle school or something? I mean, that just, and, like, it probably made you stronger. Right?
No, you don't understand, babe. I'm weak. I'm very, very
stop it. Jesus. Oh, come on.
Are you kidding me? It would crush me. I mean, we're at the bar doing trivia night and they call our name and some people laugh. It's like, I can't stand it. It's traumatized.
Oh my God. Like, are you really this upset?
Yeah. I mean, look, I really, really, really think we should consider your name.
Well, okay, what if we did like some hyphenated thing? Palmer Poverty or Poverty Palmer. That would be kind of cool.
Poverty Palmer? That sounds like a perverted cartoon bear. Like
Poverty Palmer says that's normal, kids.
Oh, I thought that.
Sounds like a
Hello?
Baby bear.
Hi. Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Hey, Jane, I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation, but we need to let you know that you're on the radio right now with a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
And we just got a new mascot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my God.
Poverty Palmer is definitely the
That is our new mascot.
Wait. I'm on the radio this whole time, this whole conversation.
Yeah, don't worry.
Your fiancé called us for help because he wanted to have this conversation with you, but he was worried about how you might react to the name change idea.
And you are like the sweetest, most encouraging fiancé. You are a good partner.
Well, I love him, so his last name's part of him, and that's how I met him. And I don't know, it just has a nice... I like multi-syllabic things.
Oh, wow. What does that mean?
Wow. Yeah.
Multi-syllabic? Is that like ethnicities?
No.
No.
But he really likes your name, though. That's the issue.
Yeah, I really do. I like your name better.
Better.
Yeah. And I mean, objectively, I know you're trying to compromise with like the hyphenation idea. I don't think those names should be near each other.
I liked it.
Palm Her Puberty? That's a terrible sentence. No, I think if you really want his name and he wants yours, maybe the best compromise is you guys just swap names at the wedding.
So you still have Poverty and Palmer. They're just on different people.
Yeah.
Yeah. One has already gone through Poverty and the other one hasn't yet.
Yeah, she'll get through it through experience. I think that might be a fair compromise. Are you okay with that idea, Travis?
I mean, yeah. I mean, hey, like, if she's down with the swap, I'm down with the swap.
Okay, well, we have like Travis's vote of approval. All we need is you to sign off on it, Jane.
Oh, my God, Jane.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I don't know. I'd have to, like, talk to my parents about it. Like, it's not just me. It's their name, and it's the future name of our children.
But
right?
It sounds like you're open to the idea, at least, if you're willing to bring it to your parents.
I just want him to be happy, and I want to, like, just have, like, I just don't want to freaking complicate our lives.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. You are so stinking cute.
You're very understanding. We set out with a goal to just, like, try and help Travis here, who absolutely hated his last name. He was willing to ditch it for anything, really.
But maybe now that this conversation is out in the open, Travis, she can teach you how to lean into being Mr. Puberty.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Puberty.
Yeah, me, Puberty Palmer, walking down the woods looking for berries.
You still think it sounds like a bear.
I would watch that TV show. Honestly,
do you think it's the bear that they bring in around sixth grade to teach kids about their bodies?
Why is he not wearing any pants? It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Win Brooks Box!
We got a brand new player named Becca on the show right now. And on Becca's bucket list is visiting Graceland.
Interesting.
The home of the king, Elvis Presley. And Brooke, I know that was one of your heroes and original crushes. So maybe you two could go together and visit Graceland.
I'm not a huge Elvis fan. Like, I'm not anti-Elvis. It's just not my thing.
How could you say that while Becca is listening? Becca, I am so sorry that you had to hear that.
Cold-hearted.
Yeah. When did you start loving Elvis, Becca?
Oh, back in the day, I think that started in the cradle, honestly. It was probably my grandparents' fault, though.
Okay. They were, like, constantly...
Because you sound young.
I'm 30, but I don't know. Yeah.
Elvis is timeless, Brooke.
I mean, I'm sure.
Way.
What's your favorite thing of Elvis? Is it the sandwich? Is it a song? Is it his outfits?
Just the whole vibe, the over-the-top vibe. I don't know.
I do like that you bring that up. I like peanut butter and bananas.
Yeah,
together.
Wasn't
that his thing?
Yep, no, he invented it. Well, he didn't invent it, but he made it popular.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
I think it might also kill him, but...
Okay.
He was eating it on the toilet. Well,
why are we talking so much crap about Elvis?
Sorry.
This is Becca's hero that we're talking about.
Know.
Brooke has already walked out of the studio in total disgust just at the conversation
like,
of Elvis.
Well, he's mid with high cholesterol. Like, what are you...
He's the king, and Becca,
okay.
Let's go over the rules for everybody. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know, and you could say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You got this.
Let's take her down today. No one should be allowed to talk trash about Elvis that way,
Come on, Becca, you got this, baby girl.
Here we go. Good luck. Your time starts now. Today is Eggs Benedict Day. What's the name of the traditional sauce that accompanies that dish?
Hollandaise.
What country is the city of Vienna located in?
Russia.
In a bag of regular Skittles, how many flavors are there?
Five.
Megatron is the leader of the Decepticons. Who's the leader of the Transformers?
Pass.
A waffle iron was the main inspiration for the soles of which company's first ever running shoes?
Asus.
What does a monophobe fear?
Pass. I don't know.
Pass on that one. Good work, Becca. Brooke's going to come back into the studio eventually when she's done eating that peanut butter and banana sandwich out there.
She's had one ready, dude.
But we're getting to know you here, Becca, since you're a first-time player. And I see on my screener, for fun, you like to do hiking. And you also work as a bud tender.
Ah. I do, yeah.
So you know all about having a good time.
Always.
So it's like Elvis here with us right now?
Yeah. No, but that's her favorite strain. I'll take the hound dog.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Sounds stinky.
Does it? No.
Yeah.
What about Jailhouse Rock? That'd be a good one.
Yeah. They would rename it.
Let's get off this subject and move on to trivia. Brooke, you ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Today is Eggs Benedict Day. Mm. What's the name of the traditional sauce that accompanies
Hollandaise.
That dish? What country is the city of Vienna located in?
Vienna is in Italy.
In a bag of regular Skittles, how many flavors are there?
Five.
Megatron is the leader of the Decepticons. Who's the leader of the Transformers?
Robots in disguise.
Oh, yeah. Waffle iron was the main inspiration for the soles of which company's first ever running shoes?
Nike.
What does a monophobe fear?
Singles.
Like craft singles?
Single
I don't know. Right. Maybe just anything singles. That comes in one. You
All
know?
Right. The number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
accept that as an answer. We're going to go over the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
Every movie I like, I'm going to put a big, huge cucumber up there to let everyone know how excited I am about it.
Okay.
Bolaños.
Oh, dang.
Oh, give me four cucumbers, please.
Becca, you got two today.
Hey!
Not bad, not bad.
And Brooke.
Don't tell me one. I'm a monophobe.
You did not get one.
Okay.
You got three.
Just said you out there, Becca. I'm sorry. Let's go over the answers for everybody. It's Eggs Benedict Day. Hollandaise sauce is what usually comes with that dish. The country of Vienna is located in Austria.
Oh, Vienna, Austria.
What'd you hear?
A bag of regular Skittles has five different flavors in it. Lemon, lime, strawberry. Berry, orange, and purple is black currant.
Mm. I think it's just currant is how you say it.
Fancy people like me, we say currant.
Okay.
Megatron's leader of the Decepticons. Optimus Prime is the leader of the Transformers.
That checks out.
Waffle iron was the main inspiration for the soles of the first Nike running shoes. And a monophobe fears being alone.
Oh.
not just things that come in ones.
That was a good guess, though.
They fear themselves.
Okay. Now, Becca, unfortunately, it wasn't enough to beat Brooke. But just for playing, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown's In the Air Tour at T-Mobile Park on August 16th. Get your tickets to see multi-platinum country artist Kane Brown today at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, known as the Elvis of country.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Everyone knows it is that.
Sure. Yeah. Not quite there. You'll get there someday.
Well, hey, good luck on your Graceland quest.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we love you.
I feel like she should just go.
Yeah.
I know. I just might.
Yeah. Go by yourself with all the monophobes there.
Yep.
Come back and play anytime, okay, Becca? We'll be back to do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.